You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to answer the question, is the world coming to an end? And what we can individually do to change the world and make it better. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I've got a list here. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been evacuated. We've had our electricity turned off for days because of severe fire danger. I have not had contact with my family for months because of the pandemic. And now we're hearing that the smoke from the fires possibly makes COVID more likely, and you can get the flu and COVID at the same time. People are starving and the food banks are overwhelmed. The unemployment rate is really high. And if that's not enough, in the streets, in many places in our country, well, and even around the world, people are rioting or...
There's protests because of racial injustice.
Thank you, Jason. And, you know, and we're watching all of this. Jason, is all of this pointing to the world is coming to an end?
Well, I wanted to focus today on how to change the world, but the news is so bad that people have been asking us for the last couple of weeks, Definitely. You know, is the world coming to an end? What's the big perspective? So is the world coming to an end? The quick answer is no, not at all. But let me give you some perspective.
Okay. Because Lord knows we all need some perspective.
The most important idea is free will versus predetermination.
Okay, explain, please.
There's this idea that's been going around for thousands of years that God somehow predetermines the outcome, and that we're just living in a time where the outcome is inevitable, that we're all doomed. But that's not what we see at all. In fact, we see that that God exists, and I use he for convenience of language, but the creator does not interfere with our daily life. In fact, he's given us free will to use the tools that are already present within us to change the world or not.
Are you telling me that I have everything that I need within to make a difference?
Yes.
Not only for my life, but for the world?
Yes, and collectively, we have all the tools we need within us to make the world a better place. Hmm. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, we're being punished because of bad behavior, you know, these types of things. That's not what we see at all, frankly. It's what we see is that we're not using our tools. And because we're not using our tools, a lot of the bad things are happening.
Okay.
You know, the world is an ecosystem, and that ecosystem includes our essence or soul. So individually we have an essence or soul, but the world collectively has an essence or soul.
Well, and is that world's essence and soul, is it as broken as we are?
Yes. Mm. Now, if you go back a couple shows, we did a show on the discovery. Right. And that discovery was that as intuitives, we went in and looked and saw that everybody has 80% of their essence is encumbered, is blocked, is non-functional because of negative energy. Hmm. And we have all the tools to remove that dysfunction, those blockages, but we don't. In fact, what we do is we prefer programming, which is where we go outside of ourselves to find solutions, to get wisdom, to find how we should feel, how we should think, how we should act. And when we go outside of ourselves, it's subject to being corrupted by other people's bad motives.
Well, society basically says, or the world basically says, there's only a few of us that have the ability to go sit on a mountaintop and gain wisdom.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the third segment.
Okay.
And that's not true. I just want to say that right now. But here's the exciting part.
Okay.
All the solutions to all the world's problems are either with us right now. In other words, someone already knows how to do it, or it's in the non-physical dimension, mm-hmm. which only requires an evolved intuition to download that information.
Nice.
The problem is that what we call negative energy is always sabotaging it.
Well, explain negative energy, Jason.
Well, we're going to do that in the next segment, but the problem is always with implementation. Okay, so we can have all the solutions for the world's problems. They're right there.
Okay.
But because of negative energy, it creates distrust, blaming, hate, denial. Mm-hmm. And when we come together to solve problems and make things better, then we start to compete. We start to fight amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have jealousies and distrust. And we can't believe that person over there. And we have righteous anger. We have anger just in general. And so nothing moves forward.
Well, okay, Jason, the part that I've asked a couple of questions, and of course, you know, he's going to answer them, you know, in the next segment, which is great actually, because it'll give him more time to do that. But I see that people, there's so much unrest. I even see that there's unrest in individual households more than I've ever seen before.
That unrest, we would call that negative energy because it's an energy. Now, people think, well, maybe I can get rid of that unrest by beating the crap out of that other person or, trying to convince them with logic that neither of those work. You know, maybe they need to be re-educated. Well, good luck with that. You know, we don't see that those types of things really creates change. What creates change is changing the energy.
One more time, say that again.
What creates change is changing the energy.
And when we use the ecosystem approach, we can create change and using energy, and we can create a positive change.
Yes. You know, the idea that we have all the tools, they're right here. They're right here with us right now. As intuitives, we know that. It's not that we're lacking solutions. We're lacking, it's these negative energies that are, I would call them intangibles. You know, the hate, the jealousy, the competition, the mistrust.
Sure.
You know, that person's a different religion. That person's a different color. That person's a different gender. We can't work with them. We can't work, you know, with someone else. We have to just work with our own kind, which creates part of the problems in the first place.
and so with that said, and I know I can't wait to get to the next segments. They're really exciting. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Well, first of all, the world is not coming to an end.
Okay, glad to hear it.
I just want to say that.
Okay.
Free will is always true, not predetermination. But programming, where you say it forces yourself, trick yourself, manipulate yourself, takes away our free will.
Yeah.
All the solutions to the world's problems are available right now, and the tools to solve them.
Ah,
that's huge.
It is. It's amazing.
And the ecosystem approach is the key to understanding the tools we have to change the world.
Love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of changing the world, starting with who? You. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of changing the world, starting with you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, can you explain how we can change the world?
Simply put, it's by removing the negative energy.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything because you have to understand what is negative energy.
All right.
It's kind of a catch-all word. But what it refers to is the intangibles: hate, anger, prejudice, fear, paranoia, greed, selfishness, and all the other emotions that brings out the worst in humanity.
Okay.
Without this negative energy, people would come together easily and just work it out. I know it sounds utopian and overly simplistic.
Yes, it does.
But it's this negative energy that gets in our way, because at the level of our essence, and we see this, okay, this is very clear to us. Prejudice, anger, fear of the strangers, fear of someone who's different. Greed,
different ideas,
selfishness, jealousy and competition.
Right.
All those things are learned or programmed into us.
Right.
They don't come as standard equipment. You know, they come from basically negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've created this metaphor so we can understand how we could change the world by removing the negative energy. Okay. When we did a show a while back on the discovery. And in that show, we talked about how we discovered that everybody that we looked at had 80% of their essence or soul encumbered with negative energy. Mm-hmm. So even the people who have achieved greatness had that 80%. they didn't have less negative energy. They had just as much. And they took that other 20% and rearranged it. So they had a great talent, ability, were able to accomplish something. But then they had this other drawback or dysfunction where it was either a health problem,
drug addiction, alcoholism,
relationship problem,
right.
You know, all sorts of things,
money problems,
even assassination was part of that. Okay. So what's the key? Well, to start removing that negative energy in your essence. So I've created a way of thinking about it that's easier to understand. And this isn't absolutely true, but it will get you to understand it in a way that's more clear. So instead of seeing your essence have 80% negative energy and 20% positive energy, let's think of it as 100 units of life force. Mm. And those 100 units of life force make up your whole essence. So when we say 80%, well, we're really saying that 80 units of life force in your essence is encumbered, broken, blocked, not working with negative energy. Mm. So we've been working with clients for 20 years now, and we see that you can start to remove those blockages, that those broken units of essence, those parts of your essence that aren't working as they should, and we can start removing that. But for argument's sake, it takes a long time to do that. So if we were to try and we've had clients now for what, 15, 20 years?
Yes.
You know, and we've removed a lot of units. We've cleared a lot of units. We've removed the blockages in a lot of units with a lot of people, but it takes a long time. So let's kind of look at the numbers. And this, I'm geeking out, you know, Patricia always rolls her eyes when I do this, but it's just to give you a kind of a mathematical visual picture. So if you removed 50 units out of that 80 for 10 people, that equals 500 units of life force that has been recovered.
Okay.
But that takes a long time. So let's say we take 10 units for 1,000 people, which equals 10,000 units of life force that are recovered in those 1,000 people.
I love that.
And so let's say we just take 5 units for 10,000 people,
okay,
which equals 50,000 units of life force recovered. The point I'm trying to make is that by just taking a few units, recovering a few units and a lot of people, we're going to recover a lot of negative energy in the world as a whole. And that's the key to change. And
okay,
that's how the world will shift, because education doesn't do it. More programming doesn't do it. Reprogramming doesn't do it.
Right.
Force doesn't do it. logic doesn't do it. Have you ever tried to talk to someone these days about their political beliefs based on logic? Good luck with that. So this is the way to do it. And if we can get a lot of people removing a few units, which is fairly quick, we're going to start today. And
right,
whether we're going to clear a whole unit today, I'm not sure. I don't know how to measure that. It doesn't measure that well in the non-physical dimension, in the normal way.
But by removing, or at least close to one unit, we make a difference in ourselves.
Yes.
And we can actually feel it.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
So what happens when you don't change your energy?
Okay.
Well, it builds up and gets worse. And then collectively, it builds up in the world, and there's mm-hmm. no change.
Right.
So if you look at the world collectively.
Well, and the dumpsters are overflowing with
negative energy.
And toxic energy and
the
garbage.
Hate, the bitterness.
Exactly.
The rage.
Exactly. It's
you
not
see
just
the people on TV. They're
exactly
angry. They're bitter. They, you know.
And, you know, and whether they have the right to feel that way or not, they feel that way. And your logic can't change that.
But energy does change that.
Yes, energy changes.
Now, I talk a lot about critical mass, but when enough of this energy has changed in the world,
right?
So maybe it might be one for you, but 10 for this person over here and 5 for that person over there. there's going to be a critical mass of energy, and then the world's going to shift.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what that number is, but I know that when a critical mass of that negative energy is removed, the world will shift.
Well, so, go ahead. Go ahead.
Programming is the what causes this negative energy.
Excuse me. That's where I was going to go.
Oh, well, okay.
It's all right. You know, the thing that that most people don't realize is how programmed they are.
And yes.
When people don't realize how programmed they are, if they could see even an eighth of the programming that they're stuck in, and I'm saying it that way for a reason, if they could see that, they'd go, "Ooh, that's not what I want." Because if I'm stuck in programming, that means that I'm stuck in a lot of negative energy, and sooner or later, that negative energy is going to be turned on myself.
When we look at someone's essence, we don't see the anger, bitterness, hate, competition,
so forth,
prejudice, greed. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the negative energy in a person's essence, we can see all those things.
Exactly.
So what we're saying is that collectively, if we didn't have that negative energy or even just remove a critical mass of it, that it would open the possibility for more collaboration. More
positive collaboration.
Yes. Movement in a good direction, some logic, some reason, some understanding that comes from that we see the creator, which is what is the source of our essence or
right.
soul.
Right. I absolutely love that one. You know, Jason, I want to talk about just a little bit more about the programming is one of the leading causes of negative energy. We know this. And we also know that forcing, manipulating, and tricking creates toxics for our essence. That's how things such as cancer and diabetes and
divorce, money,
major money problems, all of those things. When we start to remove the negative energies, what happens is that, yes, we then have the ability to open up the view that we are actually seeing about ourselves and realize I don't need that anymore because it feels really good not to have it.
There's someone out there right now thinking, well, can I just re-educate people? Can't we change the structures? Can't we change the government?
Not without changing the energy.
First. And when you change the energy first, those other things happen much more easily. We
exactly.
understand that you have to change the structures. We have to understand... We understand that you have to change some of the education and the strategies.
Well, of course. But when you change yourself first and the guy next to you changes.
And the energy. And the energy changes in general.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you bring that collectively together. And it's an awesome thing to see that someone who hated their neighbor next door and then finally figured out because they've been doing the ecosystem approach, the neighbor isn't a bad guy or he's a good person. The family's they're good people. What a difference. But we are taught through programming because of where somebody's located, the color of their skin, the way they speak, their religion that they believe. We are taught that they are bad, that they are wrong, that they are different, and we are not to accept it. That is not acceptable, by the way.
That doesn't come from our essence.
No, it does not. That's programming to the max.
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative energy is the root cause of the world's problems. Negative energy in the soul or essence of an individual and of the country and the world is the cause of the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Programming is the leading cause of negative energy in individual and in the world and the world's essence. And the ecosystem approach teaches a clearing process to remove negative energy mm-hmm. for individuals and for the world.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the energy of changing the world, how it relates to the age of Aquarius, and what you can do right now to start a positive process for yourself. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories,
aspire higher,
and live a whole lot larger
to help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the energy of changing the world, how it relates to the age of Aquarius, and what you can do right now to start this process. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, explain, talk about, tell us about the age of Aquarius.
Well, other than the fact that it's my favorite song, okay, that's something else. Patricia, again, rolls her eyes. But here's what's really important about this segment. Understanding this perspective of the age of Aquarius helps you understand why we're where we are, and why all these things are happening around us.
Are you talking about where we are in the world?
Yes.
Sorry.
And why we're not dying. It's not bad necessarily. It's not the worst that can happen, but it is a definite inflection point.
Okay.
The other thing I'm excited about is that the ecosystem approach, even though we didn't know it at the time, was created in response to the energy of the age of Aquarius. So what is the age of Aquarius? Well, it's an astrological age. Now, most of you have heard of Nostradamus, who was really an astrologer. He made predictions thousands of years in advance about the times now, the end times, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really just interpreting the astrology ages. And what we're doing is we're moving into the age of Aquarius, and
Wait a minute. Didn't he go to jail for all of that?
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
This was in the 1500 BC. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't ask me, because everybody disagrees with all the... When you get to the details,
okay.
Everybody disagrees about
it. We'll leave that one alone.
Leave that one alone. But the age of Aquarius Encumber is represents like 2,100 years more than that. Before that was the age of Pisces. So let's talk about the age of Pisces just briefly so you can understand a perspective.
Okay.
The age of Pisces was considered a prophetic revolution. In other words, we would get prophets who would come down from the mountain in many different religions and tell the people, this is what God wants. And these prophets often were just men who assumed to speak for God with the idea of trying to control the masses. You know, this idea that religion was the opiate of the masses.
Okay.
In other words, we would get people to do and work really hard on the behalf of a few because they felt they were doing it for God, not for the person that was benefiting.
Yeah.
And it's not that the age of Pisces was all bad, but this was a time that was there were a lot of religious wars where people would actually die because they were of different religions, and they thought they
and
had
so
God.
I'm killing you in
them.
The name of God.
Yes, I'm killing you in the name of God, and that God would protect them and take care of them. That they would look to God for protection and to make themselves better.
Okay.
Now is the age of Aquarius.
All right.
This is about the empowerment of the individual. It's about true democracy. It's about evolved consciousness, technology, and true equality between the sexes. Now, if you go back just 100 years, the Industrial Age and the American Revolution were both reflections of the age of Aquarius. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's the American Revolution. We pushed aside, you know, the king, but also he got his power from the church who was saying that he got his power from God. If that sounds familiar in our politics today, there's some similarities. But what's happening right now is that these two ages are the age of Aquarius is coming forward, the age of Pisces is moving aside, but there's what we call polarity. Polarity is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And in the energy world, this is the pushback. We're trying to move forward to this time of individual empowerment, true democracy, equality between the sexes, and there's pushback.
Is the pushback things like fighting in the streets? Things like that? Is that what you mean?
There is fighting in the streets.
Yes,
but
I know.
You know, make America great again.
Uh-huh.
That's pushback. These political movements were saying, hey, it was better before, not what's happening now.
Well, it might have been better if you were white and a man, but it certainly wasn't.
The specifics are not, you know, not what I'm talking about.
No, no attitude here from me on that one. Yes, absolutely.
But the point is that these changes are being resisted. The Green New Deal, the fact that we all should have health care, the fact that we're all equal, no matter what our gender or sexual preference.
Okay.
You know, all these are radical ideas in a lot of respects. And people refer to God as saying that they're wrong because of God, as opposed to saying, hey, we have this value of the individual. Now, as intuitives, we see that God exists. And for us, we want to go directly to talk to God.
Yes.
If we want some sort of moral standard, we can go directly, but understand that God created the earth as a free will zone for us to choose, to make choices based on the tools that that the Creator gave us. That's a biggie.
It is. It's huge.
Now, if you want some more information about this, I'm really excited about this. You can probably hear from my voice. I've written a couple articles that are on our website. You go to the ecosystemapproach.org. If you sign in for our free subscription site, free subscription, there's an article about the gap between science and religion. And I think it's very, very interesting for those of you who like the philosophy of all of this, because the gap, spoiler alert, is your essence or soul. You know, science is all about commonality. Religion is all about commonality. but no one takes on the individual, the unique individual of you, and that comes from your essence. And then, of course, the ecosystem approach is all about, and here's the other article, be your own guru. In other words, instead of going to someone else, a prophet, to tell you what God wants, or to tell you how you should think, or to tell you how you should act, go inward to understand, and go inward, and through your essence is your closest and greatest connection to the Creator anyways.
Jason, I don't have time to go sit on a mountaintop. I've got way too many things to do, and the world is moving way too fast.
Exactly. And the ecosystem approach was created in this time, in the age of Aquarius, for people that are busy, that are doing things, that are making things happen, that are trying just to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Keep their kids, trying to teach their kids
information that they haven't had access to for years, and trying to keep
the kids
from killing themselves.
Yes. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Yes.
And we get that. So I wanted to talk to you right now.
Okay.
I know you're busy. I know there's all this stuff going on. You may be upset about the world and the state of the world.
I am.
But you can do something right now.
Okay.
And you can do something today. And going forward, start clearing those units in your essence. Mm. And we're going to help you do that today in just a minute.
Okay.
And the development of your evolved consciousness happens when you use the ecosystem approach. Mm. So not only do it for yourself, have a friend do it, or two.
Or 10.
Or 10.
Yes.
Start listening to the shows. Every time, every show that we have, we do clearings at the end.
Right.
That's starting to uncover those units, so you can remove some of the negative energy in the world.
You know, I just had this idea where we live. We've noticed that there's a group of women who they obviously do not live in the area, but they drive their cars up three to 4 days a week. They drive their cars up to what we call the stables, and they get out and they walk the area. It's a really easy place to walk. It's very safe, that kind of thing. And get yourself, do what they have done. They've gotten themselves a group of women or friends together, and they go for a walk. Well, while you're walking, start doing the clearing. Start making a difference in your life as well as somebody else's life.
You know, we're being called to be active.
Yes, we are.
For activism right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important thing you can do, starting with yourself first.
Right.
So the key points.
Wait a minute, Jason. The key points are?
The age of Aquarius is an energy that reflects the changes and struggles today.
Okay.
These changes will require individuals to change their personal energy to create the critical mass that's necessary.
Okay.
Human discord today is pushback from the energy that is moving us toward positive change.
Mm.
And the ecosystem approach creates an evolution for you, and you can do the same for the world with enough people working with you.
Hence that group I was talking about.
Yes.
So Jason, let's talk about how to clear, and then we're gonna take a little bit of a break, and then
do that in the next segment. We're gonna
exactly.
do some clearing in the next segment.
So
and today we're gonna do not only clearing for yourself, but clearing for the world.
Love it.
So you can do this with any posture. You can sit down, stand up, however you want to do that. You can slouch. It's okay. When we say end to eliminate, gather that up in your body and blow it into a trash can. If you don't have a trash can next to you, use your imagination, an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and you can download a picture of what we call the processor, where it looks like a trash can on wheels, and you blow it into that. That's the best visual you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And just do that. Now, when we talk about clearing for the world, instead of you gather up for yourself first, and then imagine a big hand going around the entire earth, and then at the end putting that negative energy into a dumpster.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to get you started changing the world by changing what? The energy. This is a really powerful experience. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories,
aspire higher,
and live a whole lot larger
to help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to get you started changing the world by doing what? Changing the energy. This is very powerful, and we want you to experience it. So, are you ready, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Now, remember, we're going to do this for yourself first and then for the world.
Okay, so we'll kind of talk them through it the first couple of times.
Yes.
All right,
so here we go. And to eliminate all the frenzy, anxiety, and fear, first gather that up in yourself.
In your toes, from your toes all the way up.
And then push your hand all the way around the globe.
Exactly.
That frenzy, anxiety, and fear for the whole world.
And drop everything in that huge dumpster at the end. So... and to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that blocks all of us from coming together, all of us around the world, and all of us in, even in our own families. Nice and easy from the tips of your toes. Take a breath. Now take your hand and make it go all the way around the world and blow all that negative energy into that dumpster.
And to eliminate my fears, anxieties, and paranoia that keeps us all separated. Mm. And again, take it for yourself and then around the world.
There you go.
Into the dumpster.
Into the dumpster. And to eliminate all the veils and illusions so I can see the ecosystem approach is the ultimate change agent. Whoa, for the world, for ourselves and the world. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Tips of your toes. Now make that hand go all the way around the world. Your hand has power and throw all that negative energy into the dumpster.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can do this process with someone else, with two other people, three other people, because it makes me feel good. I'm going to help them feel good.
and I'm going to help myself along the way.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And again, all the way around the world.
And blow it out. And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on energies to create change, starting with who? Me. Starting with my own. Take a nice breath from the tips of your toes. And now all the way around the world. And blow it out. You know, Jason, somebody was just out there thinking, they're wondering if our government is would even consider doing this. They won't. They don't now, but they will. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate the barriers so we can see all the answers are present in the world today. But they just need to be uncovered.
Love it. Take a breath.
For yourself first and then the world.
And blow it out.
And we don't need to make this a government thing. We can all do this by choice.
Exactly, exactly. It was just that somebody was thinking, well, I wish the government would do this. That was why I said
exactly.
That. I saw that one. Okay. And to eliminate the false belief that I can program or educate the world into a better place when the truth is that's not truth at all. Take a breath. Tips of your toes all the way around the world and drop it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the energy, the negative energy in the world is causing all the problems.
Take a breath. And blow it into the trash or into the dumpster. And to eliminate my difficulty believing that changing the energy will change the world. This one's really big. Let's do this one twice. Take a breath, everyone, from the tips of your toes and blow it out and put that into that dumpster. That's fine. That's a good place for it to go. Now, let's use our hand and go all the way around the world and do that one again. And to eliminate my difficulty believing that changing the energy will change the world. Nice and easy, all the way around the world and drop it into the dumpster.
And to eliminate my compulsion to trust methods, practices, and education versus my own essence and the essence of the world.
Nice.
That's a big one.
Yes, it is. Take a breath.
Get that up for yourself and for the world. Put it in the dumpster.
And to eliminate seeing humans as machines that need to be reprogrammed versus ecosystems that need to be uncovered. That's huge, everyone. Take a breath. And then all the way around the world and drop that into the dumpster.
And to activate and to eliminate all the prejudice propaganda that we believe because of bad programming.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And that should go around the world first.
Yes, yes, yes. And this goes right along with it, around the world. And to eliminate the anger, hate, and bitterness that keeps us all from living together peacefully. From yourself first, and now all the way around the world, and drop it into that dumpster. And to eliminate the blocks that keep us stuck on programmed solutions versus clearing for individuals and the world. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so we can all start removing negative energy in the world to improve the evolution for ourselves and for the world in general.
Love it. Take a breath. When we were talking earlier, I neglected to talk about activating life force. And what we're going to do is we're not only going to activate life force for us, but we're going to activate life force for the entire world. What we're going to do, I'm going to talk you through the whole thing. So let's get started. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force, not only for me, for those that I love, but also for everyone in the entire world. I activate life force so we can have hope and clarity, awareness and objectivity and creativity and happiness, great health and the clarity that we need so we can see that using the ecosystem approach will make a difference, not only for me, but the entire world. Now, what I want you to do is open up the top of your head, let all of that come right in for you, all the way to the tips of your toes, turn it around and blow it out. Now, open up the entire world and let the entire world be activated with life force creator energy. Take a breath, nice and easy. Nice and easy. Give the world some peace. Blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so that I can trust that real growth and evolution will be the best for me personally and for the world in general.
Nice and easy. Take a nice breath all the way around the world and for yourself. And just let that life force energy infuse you. Let it happen for you. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy again. And know that the ecosystem approach will help me today and tomorrow and the world as well. Take a breath and blow it out. Any negative energy left over. My hand went around the world for everyone. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So next week, it's about what do I do now?
Huh?
You know, it's full circle. Okay. We started this series about once upon a time, there was me. Mm-hmm. Now what?
Okay.
And we've been talking about us specifically.
Okay.
And now it's your turn.
Oh.
It's time. We've talked about what the ecosystem approach is, how we got to the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
What your intuition is, what self-knowing is.
Okay.
And the scams in the world, and just the discovery that we made, and so we can get to see it clearly. Mm-hmm. Now it's your turn.
Mm.
So what are you going to do with it? How do you take those first steps?
Right.
We're going to talk about that next week. So if this has done something to you, there's a little part within you right now
that's been touched.
There's a little buzz. There's a little excitement. Something in the back of your neck. Tune in next week and we'll tell you how to get started. This is really, really, really important. And, you know, I know if you're like me, Patricia, you know, so many people that we talk to every week, kind of had it. This can't go on the way it is. It's got to get better.
Yeah.
Join us. This is how you do it.
Okay. So Jason, how can everyone out there get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
We've made it really easy. First of all, listen to our show every week. You know, however you found us today, you can find us again, but it's always on our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. You can go there. You can sign up for our free subscription area. Make sure that box is checked for your weekly clearings. We give you the backstory in that little weekly newsletter, and we include clearings for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. Okay. You are literally doing the ecosystem approach as you do that. And it's all for free. You can do that. We just want to connect with you. We want you to be part of our group and just start doing it.
What about Facebook, Jason?
Our Facebook page is theecosystemapproach.org. You can go there, preview the show for the next week, and go like us. We'd love to have those likes. We appreciate those likes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.